European evaluators have highlighted the progress made in the past year by the financial institutions of the Holy See in a progress report published Thursday. The Council of Europe's Moneyval issued the report as a follow-up to its original 2012 report, which named several areas that needed updating to meet international standards. Since that time, several new laws have been passed by the Holy See and Vatican City to better implement the suggestions. The director of the Vatican's Financial Information Authority, René Brillhart, spoke to the head of Vatican Radio's German section, Father Bernd Hagenkord, about this latest report.
The report has been fully adopted, yes, I think it's a very positive sign, and the result we see is a very good one.
Is Moneyval also happy?
Well, I can't talk for Moneyval, so it's I think the question should be addressed to them, but the discussions we had were very much focused, were rather brief, and done in a very constructive manner. So when you look at the report, it's a very comprehensive report, described in very much in detail about the steps the Holy See has taken over the last months. And obviously, it seems that we have satisfied Moneyval, so otherwise the report wouldn't have been adopted.
Last time we heard from Moneyval, there was a kind of rating system, 16 important points, 9 of which fulfilled by the Vatican. Is there some rating system this time as well?
What has been presented this morning is a so-called progress report, which is a follow-up report to the report which has been presented in July 2012. And based on the rules of procedures of Moneyval, these progress reports never have any kind of re-rating. So in other words, this report focuses on the implementation of the recommendations which have been made by Moneyval in its report of July 2012.
What recommendations are we talking about precisely?
Oh, there are recommendations on several levels. So it's mainly on, you know, on the legal framework to implement additional issues. I will go into that in a second. But then also on the institutional and operational level. So if you look back on the work we have carried out over the last months on the legal. On the legal framework, we came up with a completely revised anti-money laundering law, entered into force on October 8th. On the institutional level, we have a new statute for AIF, which is a few weeks old, clearly defining the functions and the responsibilities of this authority, but also on the operational level, and in particular here on the reporting system, where we have clarified some of the issues, and almost more important also on the international cooperation, where we have become member to the Egmont Group in July. The Egmont Group is the worldwide association of so-called financial intelligence units. It has something like 139 members at the moment. And we also have signed different memorandum of understandings, which allows us to cooperate with other countries. Amongst them are countries like Italy, the United States of America, or Germany.
When you talk about operative level, what are we talking about? Staffing, or what exactly is that in the operative sense, in the things you actually do?
It's ultimately it's concrete work we are doing, so which is mainly it's receiving suspicious transaction reports, analyzing them, and if we have some kind of, let's say, enhanced suspicion, to forward that to the promoter of justice. On the other hand, then also to carry out a type of inspections, where we have carried out so-called two ad hoc inspections over the last month, so to make really kind of the whole system become functional, and what we see now, it is functional.
You mentioned the suspicious transactions last year. If I remember correctly, there have been about 6 this year, a lot more than 100. What does that tell you?
Yeah, we see till end of October 13, we see 105 suspicious transaction report, a clear indication that the reporting system works. Now, we talk always about a suspicious transaction or activity report, so we talk about a suspicion. It doesn't mean that we talk about money laundering cases ultimately as such. So important is that where a financial institution has any kind of suspicion or reason and ground for suspicion, that a report is filed with the Financial Intelligence Unit, in that case it's us, IFE, and then it's up to us to analyze them and then to take further steps.
You're the head of the supervisory authority of the IFE. You come back from Strasbourg from this meeting with Moneyval. What's next on your desk? What are you going to do next?
Oh, don't worry. There is still some work waiting for us, so but we are very happy to continue this path. One of the next steps will be, and this will be done shortly, is to carry out so-called on-site inspections, mainly also at the IOR. One of the goals of that is to verify the so-called remediation process, which is currently in place. This remediation process is carried out under our supervision as such. However, we want to look into in greater details how this is done. And also, we will have to, especially on the supervisory department, we have this new function as prudential supervisor. We will have to look into staffing, to bring the relevant expertise or further expertise into the authority to carry out this work in a very, let's say, constructive and sustainable manner.
The Vatican joined Moneyval in 2011. It's 2 years ago now. Would you call it a success story?
Well, it's not about me to judge about if it's a success or not, but we see a clear process which has been initiated, a clear path we are taking step by step, and now with the adoption also of the report this morning, or with the publication of this report and the adoption on Monday of this week, it's a clear indication that we implementing and also applying international standards. Now, if this is the criteria, yes, it's a success story.